Acts chapter 20, I should say. Verse 22, the Bible reads, "And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit." We know this is Paul. "I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, and not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every spirit, saying the bonds of affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of grace of God." And tonight I want to give you some pointers that will allow you to align yourself with the agenda. In other words, this is the profile of somebody who's aligning themselves with the kingdom agenda. Because this will not happen for everybody. Are you with me? It won't happen for everybody. There was a company of people that Gideon was with. And God began to slice people off. He didn't slice them off, Johnny, because they were bad people. You know, Sheena, he didn't slice them off because these were people that didn't have a heart for God. Every time you get sliced off or not able to go to the next round, it's because you have not prepared yourself. You hadn't prepared yourself. As God is doing what he's doing now, it's vitally important that we understand that the agenda has been set. There is no more agenda. From 2011 on, there's only one thing we can do. You're going to begin to see the decline of mega churches that are not connected to God. The years of decline for the false church has become. And each year it will get stronger. For some of you, it'll be a surprise of what you see in the days ahead. Because only what you build for Christ is going to last. Are you with me? And I want you to be protected, guarded. Not thinking that these things are just going to happen because you're sitting in the church. Because you're in Isaac Network. Because you're connected in a way in the natural. It won't happen for you because you're just here. You've got to align yourself. If the wind is blowing on the left, you got to go to the left. And what I'm saying to you today is that God is saying, I need some people that will align themselves with what I'm doing. Are you with me? Let me give you some, some myths or some false things that will stop you from aligning yourself. Number one is when you exalt anything above what God telling you to do now. Not what he told you to do, but what he's telling you to do right now. Because the only way you can get to what he promised you is doing and working on what you do right now. So I know, David, you're sitting in the back tending sheep, but you will never get to be the king until you know and you focus on right now. Because the right now formation of God is preparing you for where he's taking you. Many people will not align themselves simply because they exalt other things. You exalt it. Your company, your job, your children. All these things are exalted. And God told you to do this. He's the one telling you to get up and pray. He's the one telling you to align yourself to what the man of God is saying. He's the one telling you to change your thinking. He's the one using your friends and using me or your pastor of what you need to do to pull forward. This is the manna that's going to feed you, to nurture you, so that you can begin to handle where you're going. Yes. Most people don't align themselves, Kelvin, simply because they exalt stuff. And it's daily. Whatever you do daily. Some of us, we don't realize what we do daily. You'll say, no, I don't do that, but I can follow you home. And see, that's where the corruption at. That's where it's at. You can't do that. That's what's pulling on you. Most of us are not even realistic in our own lives. We're not real. We look at stuff and say, you know what? That's not what it is. That's not what it is. That's not. Yeah, it is the same thing. When you begin to align yourself, you got to make sure that you don't exalt other stuff. What is God speaking? What is the preparation for me today? You can't bring tomorrow by yourself. God has to do that. But today, I can work. Today, I can do what I need to do. Today, I can be focused. Most people don't align themselves simply because they don't know how to pull things. The Bible says, bring everything into the obedience of Christ. In other words, take Christ's eyeglasses and look at everything so you know where to put it. Don't take the world eyeglasses and then put God in that perspective because it won't be in the right place. Let God show you how to put things in perspective in your life. You do that by obeying him. Most people don't do that, huh? We'll say we love God, but we don't do it. When you love God, you go home and you change your environment. When you love God, you'll go home and you'll say, I'm sorry. When you love God, you'll go home and say, Lord, fix me up. When you love God, you can see fault in somebody else and still say, Lord, I ain't even going to look beyond. I ain't even going to go that far with them because that ain't none of my business. But I'm going to say, Lord, thank you for not for keeping me. What can I do to be a part of the solution? When you love God, you don't have time to get in other people's business. That's when you really love them. Because you know good and well the same thing somebody else going through. Can be at your door. If God don't keep us, if he don't sustain us, we can be, everybody in there can be on crack in tomorrow. Everybody. If God don't keep us. But see, when you exalt other stuff, you become, anytime something takes the place of God, it's always laced with demonic doctrine to carry you away. You never can have where God's supposed to be and it's something else. It will lead you to destruction. Without you even knowing it. It'll drift you off and you'll be saying, I love God. I love God. Joel Osteen, I love God. That's it. You'll think Christianity, the false church, will become the norm. You're not moving with God. You're not worshiping God, but you're still a Christian. You don't act like Jesus, though you've been saved all these years. You're not accountable. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to go forward. You don't want to build. You don't want to be strong. You know why? Because all of this is coming forth because something else is in there. You got to allow that to go and say, Lord, this is why you hear me say it so much. I know you think I'm saying it for you, but I'm saying it for creating me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Lord, don't let nothing dirty start getting in there because this is the control center of my life. When it gets in there, it can start turning things and making stuff go wrong. But Lord, if you'll keep in here clean. I know I may have some stuff on the outside, but it cannot fix if in here start getting contaminated. So I don't know what you will pray for, going with your car and your house, but I'll say every day, Lord, give me a clean heart. Let my heart be pure. I'll eat these beans and rice until I can afford it, but let my heart be clean. I may not have all those things, but I want a clean heart. I want to be pure with you. I want my worship. When it goes up, it touches your heart. See, that don't happen if you start chasing after stuff. See, when your heart right, you put money at rest. You say, no, that ain't going to go there. I don't care how much money come in. That don't govern me. What governs me is what Paul said. You know, I got to go in this city and don't even know what's going to happen unless the Holy Ghost. But none of these things going to move me. So I can finish my course with joy. I'm telling you, Impact, that's what we got to do. Are y'all with me? So you got to make sure you don't exalt. That's one reason why a lot of people do not ever get to a place where the kingdom agenda ever happens for them. They exalt all these other stuff. You want to know how you exalt? You exalt with your actions. Are you with me? Many in that day will say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do all these works for you? That's another way of saying your myths, where people start making their own gods. See, the false church now is like a false god production. Y'all think Hindus have a lot of gods. But the false church, they're producing their own too. We're producing them. Why? Because you go to these churches and they say, well, I don't like that about the pastor. I don't like that. They don't have a nursery. These are all cream just forming their gods. I go to church. Let me pick a reason why I go to church. What suits me, because I was in the military and I like the way they do things over here. I like this because I didn't get teaching. I came from a Baptist background where they hoop and there's teaching here. So I like that more. So let me go here. This particular place, oh, they got a state of art nursery. And if you go in their nursery, the children come out happy. So I'll go to that church. All these are reasons why. And all you do when you do that, you start working on your God. It's a little Jesus in there. But that Jesus stays locked up in bondage. Don't even need the devil to keep it. His people are doing it. Keep them locked up. The whinings were good for one song. The love ain't love until when? Until you give it away. That's how it is. Christ ain't no good till you give it away. I saw in the spirit when I was preparing for this message where this factory of false churches and these people just keep doing this. They're just false. They don't even know they're producing false. False. And out of this false mechanic or machinery, this system that was going out, doctrines were going out. Doctrines were being laced. And the church began to be introverted. Instead of us going out, the devils were coming in through these false gods, and the men and the women were in the church. It was a white church with a pews, just like a Catholic church, and these people were in there, and when they were making the gods, they would send these false gods what they liked with a little Jesus on the inside where the church supposed to have pillars at. They were sending them there. Stand over there. Stand over there. And they couldn't see in the spirit world that the devils were having an entry point into the church. They couldn't see it. That the devils were coming in through the magnet of who they were. They couldn't see nothing in the spirit world. That's why you see these churches where they got all these 175 ministries. But no sons, no daughters. Just a bunch of people active in ministry. Leaving them so they can do anything. They come back and complain. Nobody says nothing. And they bring it back and make room. Oh, you didn't like that? What did they say? Who cares what you like? This ain't about you. But that kind of demonic activity is going on in the church. You know why? Because simply, we begin to stop understanding that action is what proves what you want to do. Not just lip service. Because in this false church, y'all, I saw a lot of charisma. A lot of educated people. A lot of people who in society, that's how the devil was able to cloud them. Because the men of God, and in the middle of this, look. It was just like the factory was going on and the man of God was inside, but you couldn't see him. I saw him like a little midget sitting in there because all these professional money people had clouded the area. And the Lord showed me that if the man of God could fully see over that, he could stop everything. But he couldn't see because he was too short. And he allowed all his professionalism, and the machinery was going on. The man of God was sitting there. And the people couldn't even tell. They couldn't tell nothing. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, action. Train. Govern the people for action. Don't say you love me if you don't keep my commandments. Don't say that. We got to stop that. Everybody, you got to stop going around thinking it is about, you know, just talking. Anybody can talk a good game. You're going to see in 2011, as we begin to step out, that you're going to start looking at churches and say, man, I'd rather go to a club than to go with these people here. They're not doing anything about the kingdom.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with the kingdom. Has all to do with man's ambition. But how many know God is changing that? So make sure you don't exalt anything. Because when you do that, you'll never align yourself. You put people, you know, if you got children or you married, you can't put people before your family. When you do that, things get out of whack. It just, why? It's the same thing in the spirit world. God is first. He didn't say only. But he said first. That's why Christmas don't come and just say, well, I'll just come and this will be that. God is first. If he's first, we have to treat him like that. Are y'all with me? So let me give you a few things that if you're going to align yourself, again, don't forget, you got to be a person of action. If you say you love the God you called to be here with us, then you can't be not at the crusade. Three crusades a week, and you don't come to none. I would prefer you leave. I don't care who it is. Why? Because you don't know who. What's? It's not the fact that you're not there, but it's the fact of what got your attention. Because this is the agenda. This is what God. Now again, when you don't prepare, you disqualify yourself. And I learned some of y'all, because some of you think that you're still qualified because you've got a little Jesus in your heart. I didn't say you weren't saved, but you disqualify yourself from being in the front line. Why? Because you're not prepared. You just can't come up and come and go when you want to. That's not how this works. Think about it. We used to go to church before, because, you know, some of you were in big ministries, you could come and go as you want to go. Nobody notices. That's not a real army. I need the lieutenants, the general, everybody there.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, when you pick and choose, it lets you know God not first. Many in that day will say, Lord, have I not done these things for you? He'll say, depart from me, because I ain't even know you. The reason why you don't know is because you're not allowing God to do what he wants to do in your life when it comes to you being action. Look at your life, and I'm serious. Look at your life and look where there's no action. And be able to say, I ain't no good in this yet. Because if you judge yourself, you ain't got to worry about nobody judging you. I don't handle my time right. I just need mercy. But some of you still in delusion. You have to pull yourself. I have to say, well, you know, you can't do this. I was talking to one of y'all today, and she just kept saying something. It's like, listen, you got something else you want to do. So don't come back to me and ask me to get me to try to endorse what you're doing, because I don't do that. You're hiding it behind all this talk. Yeah. But your motives are still the same.
Yeah.
I'm not going to co-sign on something that you want to do your own ambition to sidetrack what we're doing in the kingdom. So you can think I can do both. No, it's either all or none. That means we all got to give up our life.
Yeah.
When you give it up, you lay it down. You can't beat a dead horse. A dead horse don't get offended. A dead person don't worry about nothing. You can bite them. You can kick them. You can break their bones, but it don't matter why. They're dead. So if you want to know if you're a strong Christian, look at what happens when things happen to you in life, how you react. If you still react, guess what? Something's still there. If Kelvin comes up to me and I don't even know him, and even if I do, whatever he does, I don't let it get to the point where Jesus is at. I love you, but man, look here. I love God with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul. Now, I want you to come with me, and I'll do all I can, but I can't make you come. But if you don't go, I got to go. Remember that song, If Mama Don't Go? If daddy don't go, y'all remember that? I know you know, Carla. If sister don't go, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Anthony, come on up, sing that for me. You know, but I'm just saying, you got to have that mentality. And some of you think, oh, you hurting this person. Listen, I'm on the battlefield for God. Yeah. If you want to get with God, come on, and I'll do everything. You'll find that I'll lock in with you. But I'm looking for covenant connectors, not half-baked people. Because if you go down to the valley, I'll be there with you. But I need you to be in the valley with me too. And some of you got to realize that when you get stronger, you look for people who are just as strong as you are. I prophesy to you that none of your associations in 2011 will be people that you always building up and got to pull up. No, God going to send you to people who's just as strong as you are. Iron sharpens iron. You can't get anywhere where you always got to pull. You need this. You need this. No, I ain't giving you nothing today. I want you to give me something. It's more blessed to give than to receive. I want you to let the word begin to rise up in you. To not only are you just a consumer, but you will become a distribution center. That comes because you start pursuing after this. Stop letting people tell you, you know, you these people are here on your job. You got, let me tell you, I don't know. Sometimes I be thinking you can go on the job. I'll section them off. These two here, they half baked, but I can use them sometime. This one right here, she all right. I can get her. She's saved. She's my ally. This one here I can use on the job, but she a hypocrite out there. You size them up so you'll know why. Why are you doing that? So when you start moving the kingdom, you know who to pull. You know who to use. You know what to say. You know how to deal with. You know how to jump back. But some of you, you got the wrong idea of why and how you connect to people. You think connecting me, they're going to love and dove you and understand all your hurts. I don't even want to hear your hurts because your hurts ain't got nothing to do with where we're going. All I'll tell you, I'll give you and I say, will thou be made whole? Come on now. The answer's in the river. Get your foot in there. You don't do that when you step backwards and keep looking back. Anytime you turn around, your direction will be altered. Try it. You can't walk straight for a long time with your neck turned like this. You'll find out, just like you know how you go on the beach and you find out how the current take you, that's exactly what will happen. You got to keep your eyes fixed. You got to make sure of that. Because action is how you're going to do that. Some of us, you got to read your lives with that. Stop picking people just because they need you. And you know, I wouldn't pick people to be with me who got holes in them that's so big. And you know, I remember people used to say, well, you know, you can't say that because some people on the project, they good people and all that. But yeah, but do you want to deal with all that? It ain't the project where you live. It's that mentality. It's the devils in the project that ain't out. You can come from wherever you want to come from. But it's when you in the place of advancement, what is boring you? What's keeping you from going to the next level? That's the question. Because you can't allow people to box you in like that, because, and then you say, well, I'll help them. Some people, even in the new year, you can't mentor them. You only want to talk to people who are ready to listen. Just like I told those pastors today, as they walked through and talking to them, and I said, you know, I'm going to let y'all know something. They didn't ask me to say that. I said, I'm going to tell y'all something, because I know they would listen. I said, I'm going to give y'all the agenda. Y'all got 4 minutes? Let me give y'all the agenda. And if your churches are not lined up with this, ain't nothing going on. Nicely. This is what God is doing. I don't care who church it is. It ain't come from me. Like, we had this vision that everybody needed to know. This is what God's saying. We got to influence these areas. You got to go out and you got to do this in some capacity. But if you're still having Bible study and just letting the kids eat popcorn and watch movies, if you're still just going to church and hearing the anniversary and just singing, your church going to die out. It's going to die out. Why? Because you can say that because, y'all, these churches and people are not plugged into the true source. That's right. You got to know God. You can't know all this stuff here. Right. You got to go beyond just Jesus in your heart. A lot of these people who had Jesus in their heart, in that vision I saw, they were working on the factory, producing for the devil. Career people. Got money, and you might like them because they're a doctor or they're a lawyer or they're a truck driver with a lot of money and they drive this kind of car, and you get flattered by that. But these people were working the devil's work. They were moving more spirits to kill our children in the streets. They were bringing more uncovering for orphanages and people that are on the street and drugs. See, that's what the demonic spirits go to do. To kill, steal, and destroy. But see, if you're not concerned about that, if you're introverted in the church, thinking about you and Lord bless me, and don't worry about the paper and what's going on, guess what? You're not going to look into that. You won't have a heart for that. But God is looking for us to do that. Let me give you a few things that you got to do. Are y'all going to do these things? Yeah. I'm going to do them myself, because I'm telling you, if you got the word from Saturday night with Pastor Derek, you would have received that. That you got to do. You can say all you want to do, but you got to do. I got to do. We cannot stay and keep saying, well, you know, this is that. You know, and I gave you the scripture in the book of Luke where it talks about, he said, go out and bring all the elect people to come to the dinner. And they kept giving excuses. My wife. One of them said, my job. The master got tired of that. Go out into the highway and tell the ones that are not even chosen in the eyes of these people. Tell them to come. Because in other words, God's saying, I got to do this work. I got to fill the table. And the only way you can do the work is eat what I'm about to give you. So going out and get the people who are not elected in the eyes of man, let me go get them. And I'm telling you, crack addicts, going to get straightened up. Alcoholics, going to get straightened up. You're going to see people get straightened up. Deliverance. That's why I'm telling you, miracles are going to happen. Don't take these crusades lightly. There's going to be a suddenly. On a Tuesday, walking down from in Columbia or Orangeburg or something, on a Tuesday, as you knock on that door, it's going to be a suddenly. That's going to be a suddenly. I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about God got to find an entry point for his glory to start spreading. But it'll only happen for people who are on the move. People who, you at that crusade, here it is the 9th month in September, and it looked like, good Lord, we only touched about 30-something people, but here you are, just as joyful. Your posture is the same, and he'll be saying, you know what? It's time now. It's time. Let the glory fall like never before. Let the glory come forth. But it only happened for prepared people. That's why, Carla, we got to keep preparing mentally. You got to prepare. Some of you are wasting your time. Think about this today. What you did all day? Did you just eat and work? What did you do for the kingdom? What did you do for your mentee? We know you can't do this every day, but some of y'all, what you did today is what you do every week. Every day. What you going to do when you get home? You going to flip the TV on and do the same thing? You're going to say, oh, I'm bored. Well, I can't be in the church all the time. Let me give you a remedy. Stop praying in the Holy Ghost. Stop saying an hour is too long. Stop pushing yourself spiritually so you can be in position. Stop complaining so much and giving God more worship time. Stop saying what you don't have and square out 9 to 10. Robo-bo-bo-bo-bo-shaka. Stop building with your spouse in a way to stop saying, well, you know, I don't know what to do. Just stop building. Yeah. Say, God is in control. Yeah. Things going wrong. Shina, you got to say, Charlie, shake him up. Yeah. We're about to do something different. God is about to explode. Yeah. See, let your spirit go out. Speak out of your spirit. Prophesy instead of sitting and letting the world keep talking to you. Prophesy. I will leave this house and God will open up doors for me. This is the week things will begin to happen for me. No longer will I be barren any longer. I will be fruitful this week. Now I command West Ashley, when I come over there, that doors will be open. North Charleston, when you see my car, I demand every spirit to yield my fruit. Yeah. You speak like that and it will happen. Yeah. But you keep making excuses. The economy. There's no jobs. There's not. I tell you, there's a job. To seek God first. Are you there with me? The first thing you got to do is you got to have a desire, Keisha Moore, all of us, to build accurately, not just to put it together. You got to want to see this thing be done right. You got to say, oh, I've seen enough wrong. I'll take my time, Anthony, and do these baseboards. I get down and I move the ladder. If it take me 5 days, I'll take the time to do it. Why? Because I have a desire to see God build accurately. Yeah. Slow but sure. You want to see the agenda become your life? You got a desire to want to see it. You stop giving into myths that you're going to have something and don't give nothing. You stop giving into the mitzvah of people saying, well, you know, I just been born like this and God gave me this gift. No matter what gift you got to nurture it. The gift that God gave you will be of no substance in your journey if you don't nurture the Christ in you. That same gift that he gave you will lead you into destruction because you're not nurturing the Christ. You don't know how to deal with it. And God will be saying, I want you to move. And you'll be saying, oh, I'll stay here with my gift. My gift. Why? You buy into people liking you. They say you can sing. But what is God saying? Are you there with me? Amen. Always have a desire to build accurately. You know, I want to see this thing work accurately. You know, in order for you to build accurately, you got to be honest with some things. You got to be able to tell people when you're weak. You can't be somebody that don't want nobody to see your frailties. You don't let everybody see, but you got to be able to say it. You know, I don't know why this is in me, but this is in me. Get it out. I don't know why, and this circumstance came up, and here I am doing it. I don't even know why, but God, get this up out of me, please. You know, I just want this thing to be free inside. Because, Lord, I just want you to be glorified. Sometimes circumstances will come that will allow these things to happen for you. Are you with me? Amen. But this will only happen because you desire to build it right. If you desire to build it right, guess what happens? God allows circumstances to come to get it out. And instead of some of y'all thinking somebody is against you and somebody don't like you, your buddy or your brother here is talking and all this stuff, instead of you thinking like that, you ought to say, you know what? God just pruning me. He's just getting this out. I just prayed yesterday. I want this out of me. Thank you, Lord. You brought the test. Let me pass this one. I can pass it. And if I don't pass, I ask God, give me a little retake. But don't sit there and say, you know, I don't know why this is here. You know, Jesus was endowed with power from with God. The Bible says, where was he led? To the testing ground. Because you cannot get the victory without the battle. And see, that's why you don't want to build accurately when you want to float to your destiny on a bed of ease. That's false. That don't happen like that. Some of you going to limp there. Some of you have one arm. Some of you will make it there just crawling. Nothing in there. But you're still getting there. Why? God said I would keep you through the fire. I messed up some limbs. Even in Matthew, it say, if your right eye offend you, take it out. Why? Because you can do without some of this stuff. But what you can't do is that God, I got to finish what God told me to do. See, you got to have that desire. I want to do this thing right. And I met this woman and this man and you're dating. Let's do this thing right. Going off on this, man. I can do bad by myself. Now, don't play no games with me. I'm on an agenda. I only want what God wants. You'll meet people in business. Some of y'all that's got all the protocol. They got everything good that you're looking for. They got things that you don't have. That's one thing you got to be careful of. When people have things that you don't have because it'll take you out, you got to stay steady. And if they go all the way to 9 and don't pass 10, you have to be able to say, that's okay, man. That's okay. I can't do it this time. I can't go into business with you because you had everything except the last thing. I need somebody who's fully converted. God not going to say for you to come. He told somebody, who was that, mama? Who was that? Paul, who's that he was saying? He said, once you've been fully converted, go back and strengthen your brethren. In other words, he's not going to tell half-baked people. But some of you go and get these people. You go and get them. You should only connect with people who are battle warrior sensed. Because that's where you're going. You don't get to ease people. Some of y'all can tell the people that you're around and the people you with, they ain't go good. Because as soon as you get the fire, they running back. That's why I'm telling you, man. I'm looking for battle warriors. I'd rather spend 7 years with an alcoholic when I know after them 7 years, he'll tie to me and never leave. And we'll walk together and he'll look behind me. And if somebody come and he'll take my back. Then some Christians who know a lot, but can't take no heat. You can't take nothing. You can't be strong. I'm telling you, we're in a battle. You know, Paul said, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This thing is in the realm of the spirit. So why are we still thinking it's natural? It's a spiritual thing. So we're not going into the politics to be all, yeah, this is new to us and all this. Listen, sit down. We got to change something. Kingdom transformation is now. You take authority. Don't let these people keep talking all this because they're in these politics. No, the earth is the Lord's. Our God is reigning. If you believe that, you'll start acting like that. You know why that confidence will come in us? Because we're building accurately. Some of you build not accurately and you're not as confident. Confidence comes when you build it. You sit there and you take the time to build. You know exactly what's in it. You know the pressure it can take. You know what it is. Man got their hand off. God got his hand in. He's given the instruction. The blueprint was his. Okay, a hurricane coming, but what you don't know is that God said. You got to have a desire. Notice I said desire. Not just know how to build accurately. You got to have a desire. Why? Because there'll be times where you can go 3/4 of the way and cut yourself short. You almost did it. And we live in a generation now, some of y'all, you compromise because you say, oh, well, they trying. I hear y'all say that sometimes. I'm trying. You've been in the church for 2 years and you trying. You don't go to the job and do stuff like that and try. You do. You're measured off what you do. Some of y'all are more valuable in the sense of going to war than others. Because of how much of Christ is in you. If you know how to use an M16 and somebody else just know how to use a knife, I'm going with the gun handler. So you got to make yourself valuable, not in the sense of your worth, but your ability. And some of you can distinguish the difference. Jesus said this. He said, if you make your bed in hell, I'll be there. In other words, my love for you will never stop. But when you talk about going to war, you ain't going with just anybody. Some of you couldn't take it. When you go to war and you're not prepared, you become a liability to people who don't even know what the future is. If you can't even see your way, they're bombing you. You trying to go forward. Your help becomes a liability. You become an ally for the enemy. No matter how well your heart is. That's why some of you got to go beyond just having a good heart. Y'all think that's an excuse. It's not an excuse. I love God too. I'm with God too. Some of you ask, you know, are you connected? Whenever you ask that, you know you're not. Am I connected? I'm trying to do this. But what would make you think you're not connected? Because you haven't done all you can do. You're not building accurately. When you did everything, you know, how can I throw you out or tell you out? I don't have that authority. God's not going to do that when you're doing everything you can do. Your will to do what you want to do is what makes you think you're not connected. Why? Because you ain't building it accurately. I need to change this. You know, I'll use this for example. I don't know who painted this stuff. But I'll use Anthony because I've seen him over the years paint the floor and he'd get out on his knees and take his time. And I just want to just say, go, man, go, go. But you got to take your time with that brush real fine. And I said, well, you don't put no paper on the floor. And I know most of y'all can do that. But that's, man, that would just frustrate me the whole time. But when you got in your mind, let's do it right. So my job wouldn't be to tell him to rush. My job would be to learn how he's doing it right. So I'll know that it's done right. I'll know what kind of paint, what's going on. But see, some of you try to push stuff that God's trying to process. And in the process of you learning how to do it like that, he'll fix you up for where you're going. While you learn, see, you thinking about trying to get it done. God said, no, 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 no. I'm just using that to get you done. I want you to be done. So as you just learn and get your frustration out and say, you know what? It's a better day. Let me get down here and get this paintbrush and just take. You know what? I just need to know. This may take me 5 hours. So just let me take my time. Let me just get a CD or my MP3 and listen and get a little word and just go on about my business and make sure. See, that's changing your mindset. Some of you don't like to do that. You like to rush and push things. Some things you got to let it cook. Don't nobody want no cornbread to come out of the microwave. Some stuff, y'all, young people, you can't do that. You can't cook limas in the microwave. You don't cook stuff like that in the microwave. I remember one time, Pastor Lisa, and she was putting some eggs in the mic. I never seen that before. And I said, no, you don't cook eggs in the microwave. Got to hear that. Certain things you don't do. Why? It's the process. But some of us abort the process. When we abort the process, you abort your destiny. Have a desire to do this thing right. I'm telling you, let me give you a few things that will help you with this. You get fulfillment when you do things right. You feel like you're a part of something when you do it right. And we all have certain things that we don't like to do all the time and wait and stuff. But there are certain things you can't rush. And the ones that learn that you can't rush it, the quickest you do better in life. You can't rush raising children. It's unrealistic to say you won't be inconvenienced at some point. You can't rush certain things. When it comes to you painting or doing, you can't rush certain things. Some of you got to change your thinking. And you got to go down and let God form. Because you think God is doing that for the fact of getting it done. God really trying to change you. Look over in your life at the things you had to settle and do. Remind me of the story. The lady said she got in the hospital and God had to put her in the hospital to get sick so he can teach her. No, you put yourself in the hospital. God could have told you that before. But you thought that. Are you with me? Put a desire inside to want to do it accurately. When you come to the church, don't come all inadequate, dragging and giving your leftover time. Do this thing right. So I like to see. I think Johnny bring the toilet tissue and bring the bag of toilet tissue. I took a roll home, though, one night. But he brought all that toilet tissue. But that's what I like to see. And I know people do things. This your church. I shouldn't have to say that. I see him bring all the supplies. Probably didn't save us some money. That's how you add to. Don't just always, you know, well, what can I do? No, you put your part in it. I mean, that's your house. Our house together. You don't want to be like that. But when you somebody that always somebody got to tell you, if you don't feel like the Crusades are important at this point, you don't need to be here. You need to find you a Creflo Dollar church and get some teaching. Because that's not going to cut it here. Why? Because you have a desire. That's why the Lord put on me, y'all. The moment I learned that them 500 people was not coming, Tika, after them 3 weeks in 2003 or whenever it was, from that point on, the Lord started breaking me down. It don't work like that. To down to Eric and Tika, let's move over here. Let me preach to y'all. Let me just build in y'all. It make you be like, let me just work this thing hard and let's do it old. You know how the old people put tea and they put it in the sun and put it in the backyard? Yeah. Okay, let's do that style, you know. You can't just get it now. No, it's still warm. Let it sit outside. They tell you it ain't going to be ready till tomorrow, even though I'm working on it today. That's how we got to do when we build in with God. Stop rushing stuff. When you start saying, well, you know what, I'm going to do it like God told me to do it, that confidence comes. You feel strong. Are you with me? Desire to build accurately. With your children, I've told y'all this. When they come in and stuff, make sure you're there. You're loving on them. And you got structure. Every day, that's how it should be. Why? Because that shows that you have a form of building them accurately. That structure will allow them to embrace Christ in the latter years. But your laziness will cause you making it harder for them when you're just feeding them. Putting clothes on their back and playing games. It's more to it. I want to see where our children can make their own beds up every day. Which child will be the first one to have an alarm clock in middle school or elementary? And they get up and before, hey, mama, come on, I'm about to leave. I'll see you tomorrow, mama. I'll see you later today. And they're just telling you bye. They got their whole self full clothes. You know who that'll happen for? The parent that'll stand up and have structure and put some pressure on the child and say, you got to grow. You can't just be normal. You can't just do it. You got to make them do. Yeah. while you're billing it accurately.
Yeah.
You sit there and you'll do that. It's sort of like going to a dog show. I saw on TV one time with the little poodle. They already know they're going to win. The dog's even walking confident. They done got they shower and they got their hair cut. They walking confident like, yeah, I'm about to take this contest. You know why? Because that dog trainer, no, I didn't put so much money. I didn't train them. I didn't got them looking good. Something is going to happen. This is one of the better dogs.
Yeah.
You'll do that with your children if you know you put the time and the effort in them.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yes.
You know, my mama to this day, if I told her to watch my kids for 2 weeks and she said no, you'll never make her feel guilty. You know why she'll tell you? You know what? When y'all was young, I quit everything in my life to raise y'all. So y'all can do whatever you want to do. If I don't want your kids, I don't care what you think. No how you get mad, but she won't. Because she knows she put it in there. So you want to talk and do that, you can do that all you want, but don't bring them kids. In other words, when you put the time in, your confidence go. The reason why some of you are not confident, because you haven't built it accurately. Desire, that's why I want y'all to get visions of that. You got to get visions of sitting down.
Come on, Pastor.
Seeing the kids at graduation. Not only that, but see the daily activity of what your children are doing. See you talking to your spouse that night. See it. You know, sometimes at night, when I go home, like a night like tonight, I just be like, man, get them kids in the bed. See who, you know, we got any chicken, who, you know, what's eating. Just let me get in the shower, in the tub, and just meditate. I just think like, man, we taking the world. You know, it's like a build-up time. Who got it tonight? Let me see in the eyes. Who was receiving this word? That's how I choose when I call you. I call people based on how much fire you're in you. I pick it up. I say, Carla, what are you doing? I know 12, 1. It don't matter to me. But I want to call and talk with the word in you. I go through. Because I want to know, did you get this? You feel this? Sometimes I send you an email. Or I'll call and text you because you're on my heart and I want to see what's in your spirit. Are you sensing what I'm sensing?
Yeah.
Let's make sure that thing is on one accord.
Yeah.
Because if you're building, I'm building, we're building the same thing.
Right.
You got to have a desire to build accurately. See yourself when trouble come to your family. See the trouble come. And see yourself dealing with it. See it. Meditate on that. What happens when you don't have enough to do what God tell you? Think about it. You start meditating on it. Why? Your confidence comes. You don't even have to see the results when you know you've built accurately. You know, and y'all heard this 100 times. The guys saw the football field at Smith yesterday. But when I see these guys from Florida, when I was in college, and we go with the tailbacks, and we run the 40, and these guys got full clothes on and running a 4.3, I can say, okay, that ain't my call or something. Because I can't do that. I can give you my all, but I can't do that. And I don't mind. That's one reason why God was able to use me in college, because I was a backup tailback number 2 for 4 years. Because he knew why I accepted my role. Because what? I did all I can, man. I didn't try to beat this guy 7 times. Coming to the corner and he can just outrun like, man, what are you doing? I didn't pursue him. I tried to get, yo, what you eating? What you doing? You find out these guys are doing normal stuff. They just got it. I don't know. It's like they can be running with you and all of a sudden they get longer steps and then they're just gone. You try. And on those kind of days, the coach know, I'm going to give it my all. You plug me in where you want me. 4 years. 4 years, Eric. Running back run for 70 yards, Kelvin. That's when I love it. Because guess what? He get winded, and Brad coming on out. For two plays only to go back and sit down. Hopefully I'll get it. What am I saying? Do you know that when you do everything you can, you settle with where you're at?
That's right.
People can have more money. They can do a little bit more than you. But you know you're doing everything you can do.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you're building accurately.
Yeah.
Everybody can be rich. Everybody can be on top. God needs some Josephs. And that's why you can't look at the world and say they prospering. That prosper about to start going down the drain. Worldly prosper will not live. It's called vanity. Let me give you another thing. If you want to accurately begin to be a part of the kingdom agenda, you got to commit to grow personally. Because some of you are not committed to growing. You still got this old dead, regular pace at growing. We got to grow.
Yeah.
Grow means you don't make excuses, you do it.
Yeah.
Action, do it.
Yeah.
What is your agenda for this week?
Yeah.
What you going to do with the kids? What you going to do with your spouse?
Yeah.
Set the agenda and go do it. What are you going to do? But you got to make sure that whatever you're doing throughout the week is with the kingdom. And one way you got to always remember, or you always got to remember this, is that personal development will never leave the church. No matter how apostolic and prophetic, the kingdom and power and glory, no matter what that is, you got to still have little confessions about your life. You still got to pray in the Holy Ghost and thank God that you're saved. You still got to lean back and believe God for your healing. These are things you never can stop. No matter how prophetic we go, you can't ever quit that. Because if you do, you'll never be prophetic long. Because in your personal commitment to grow, you sustain and build your relationship with God. That will allow God to begin to fuel where you're going. But without personal growth, no matter where you call to, you'll never get there. The biggest struggle we have right here in this church, y'all, is that some of y'all got big arms, but little growth speeds. You're growing at such a slow rate of what you know. That's why I'm very careful to tell you what I see about it. I used to do it, but I don't prophesy a lot because I don't want y'all to be thinking that you're just going to get there. You ask questions. What else you see? How this going to happen? When you do that, it's because you don't want to get to work.
Yeah.
What's in your hand?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. I've heard prophecies, but I've never gotten caught up in prophecy. You know why? Because no matter what you do, if you do what you're doing now,
yeah,
the prophecy will just happen.
Don't
get caught up on the end result. It's good for you to know it because it's like, yeah, I'm going there. But you'll never be able to allow God to fully develop you if you don't have personal growth. Healing is in my body. I confess I got a sound mind. My weak. Some of y'all quit prophesying till you're weak. That's why you're still struggling. You got to get up. Pray in tongues and start releasing stuff when your spirit is strong. This will be a good week. When I'm driving through Rivers Avenue, stuff going to open up. Every job I go to, God, I thank you for opening doors.
Yeah.
You don't think like that. My business will expand this week. You imagine you keep saying that.
Yeah.
My business will expand this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach new people, and God's going to give me a steady amount of people here. I'm going to have some regulars here. You start saying it out of your mouth and watch what happens. Say it. But you say it when your spirit is strong. But guess what? If you don't take the time to grow personally, your power base will be small. So you'll be saying it out of just ambition or what you want. But what you say will have too far of a gap of what you're doing for it to happen. Say it when it's in your spirit. But don't say it until you're ready to be committed to go after it. That's why tomorrow morning you get up. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? That's how I think. When I tell Shamika who's getting a hotel, I wanted to stay here tonight. Because I'm already in tomorrow. Because I got to get that done. Why? It's accelerated. Everything is accelerated. That's why some of you, when I call you and I say, wait, can you come now? Because that's just how I think. It's now. God is saying now. He's not saying later. Everything else that we got is gonna pull us back. Why? Kingdom transformation is now. Everything we're doing is now. It's not based off your job and your schedule. It's your schedule with the kingdom agenda. Some of us have forfeited our kingdom agenda because of a lack of preparation. And again, some of you get frustrated with that. Because when you should have been preparing, you weren't. So now the time is here. And when I'm moving, you can't move with me. And you feel like you're distant. That's why you follow the man of God, because he's walking. So that you can begin to form so we can be together. But most of you, you're too far back. It's just like right now, I've told you. The next 5 years, you should be free from companies and jobs, have income. But are you working on that? And how aggressive are you working on it? Is it casual? Because it ain't going to get done casual. It's some of you need to work on your mindset. What God wants is for us to be free to work the kingdom all day long. That's the urgency we have. We got 4 or 5 people going out Tuesday and Thursday, but it'll be a lot greater with 20. It'll be a lot greater when we're doing it every week. Every day, I should say. Why? It's more outreach. It's more connecting. So you got to stop buying into that, or guess what? You in and you out. Because some of you mentally think people and me, that we're, oh man, he don't understand. You don't understand. No, you don't understand. Because your world is so consumed with what you're doing. But if you was to listen, let's put these things aside. Don't get entangled with the affairs of this world. Why? Because the work has to go. So that's why when I tell you, oh, you hear kingdom transformation is now, it is now. It's not now for you to go back and say, when I get there, that's fine, because that's where we at. But kingdom transformation is now. It's not on our time. It's on God's time. And God wants his Christians out in the world daily, forming Christ, building, and reaching the lost. That's what God wants every day, all day. He don't want us to be introverted and worry about things. You know, I saw in the spirit today that God's going to give us a way to penetrate Hollywood. And let me tell you something. I said, Lord, how is this going to happen? I said it. And the Lord said he's going to give us the wisdom. Everybody here, the grace that's on us, we're going to have the wisdom to use worldly people to accomplish kingdom endeavors. That's going to be our grace. We'll be able to do it. But it'll only happen because we got a bunch of people who know how to develop personally. When you develop personally, that's how I came up with this point, develop personally, because when he spoke that to me, I knew that the only way that could happen is people who know who they are. You got to tell money no. You got to tell, you don't go to Hollywood, let Hollywood come on you. You got to go there and you got to change Hollywood. So you have to be strong personally. Your yes be yes and your no be no. And you got to be able to walk away from some things. Are you with me? Another thing. We said you got to have the desire to build accurately. You got to commit to personal growth. Another thing, you got to be of one heart. In other words, focus. Paul said, none of these things move me. Neither I count my life dear to myself. so that I may finish my course with joy. You got to be of one heart. You know, when you have one heart, you do things, man. You throw in the towel. You do things in light of what's in your heart. Some of us, we got so many things in our heart. You'll say God, but all this stuff, how can it be God and God ain't getting no clout? You won't even get up and pray. But we'll watch basketball. We'll watch some show all day. 3 hours, we'll go watch a movie. God's not first. We'll work overtime for our job. But we won't do that for God. We make excuses when it comes to things for God. Why? Because we're saying we... You know, it's like the Bible was saying, I don't know, I can't remember where it's at. He said, you're worshiping me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And some of you, I want y'all to come to realization, y'all don't love God, some of you. You like God, but you got other things that's in there. You got to be of one heart. This is it.
My God, Pastor.
Whatever you say, I'm doing it. I'm changing it today. If you're not of one heart, it's very difficult. And some of you will say right now, if I ask each one of y'all, I love God with all my heart. But you don't do nothing for God. You don't pray. All you do is go to work and eat. You don't even, try to change your mind. You become a victim. Some of you just let society and let people tell you. You let things come to you instead of saying, listen, I got to rest this stuff. I got to change my thinking. I can't keep thinking this and keep falling into this. Change it. You know why? Because you're not of one heart. You want to be, but you're not. When you have one heart, you put the devil here, you put God and say, I'm going with God. Every decision you make, you turn away things because of God when you have one heart. You can look at money and say, no, that defiles my values. Like, just like, you know, going into Kingdom Agenda, those of you that are there for Thursday and Tuesday, first time we've done this. So you'll have the opportunity to miss doctor's appointments. You got to go places and, you know, this is the time. You know, what does it say? Well, I can't come to the crusade on Tuesday. Don't you sign up because my job, this is the only time they let me off. Well, that's your God because you're rearranging stuff for that. This is the crusade. Remember the kingdom agenda? If your heart is there, you do it. Some of you will have to forfeit that simply because you have not prepared properly. And there's some battles that if you don't win today, you will never see the victory tomorrow. You never get a second chance to make that first impression. That's it. Just like having a baby before you get married. You can't turn the baby back in. You can't say, oh, I'll just wait till I mature enough. It's there for life. You can't change that. So again, you got to make sure of that. You have to make sure of that. Are you with me? All right, let me give you the last thing. Desire. You got to have a desire to make the spirit world a reality. You have to desire to make the spirit world a reality. You know, Shamika, I see this, and this is what kind of turning me off a little bit. I see Javion. I just saw him in the spirit, and I see him in different nations, just this now, just going to different nations, and... I see God just doing things with him in the continent of Africa, and where God is gonna, He's going to have a special anointing, like an anointing just catered to the grace of, like, when Jesus is pouring out his spirit, and his grace to do what he's going to do is just going to happen. You know, it's like it's not a call, like a fivefold call, but it's a call that's going to allow him to aid the move of God, like John the Baptist. And it's going to be like, it's going to be more glory, more glory, more glory. He's going to come. The glory will be poured out. But then he'll come and say, let me show you how to hypen it out. And I hear the Lord saying he'll be a man of the scriptures. He'll be able to articulate scriptures over and over and over and over. I see him going and talking on the news in the continent of Africa and throughout Europe. God's going to use him to just continue to do that. And he's just going to use him. And this is what I saw the moment I said that when I was talking about the children. I see him, I see his children, you know, and I see his wife being foreign. And he's just developing, you know, he's not going to have to work him up for ministry, but God's going to give him a heart. That's the word, missionary, you know, that he's going to have a desire to want to go around. He's not going to have an American taste, and he's going to be able to go and minister. I see him in the pulpit ministering at funerals of family members and people in art, 15, 16 years old, because he will know. You won't have to, tell him what to do. He's going to be, God's going to train him up in some things that is going to be imparted in him even as he go along. But, Lord, we just thank you for it. And Lord, we receive it. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. Thank you, Father. So I just want to stop there, man, because I feel like, y'all, we're getting into a place like we got to just be led by the Spirit and let God do what he's going to do. Because now this is it. I think that going into the new year that we got to have a desire to pull the spirit world down and begin to see in the spirit. Those of you that stay carnal and natural and stay with these chitty chatter, bickering and in and out, you're going to miss God. You're going to miss everything because you're going to think it's coming one way and God is doing something else. Don't get entangled with the affairs of this world. Don't let them things trip you up. If you're on the job, you better start working to get off. Whatever God telling you to do. And stop thinking God got to manifest some things. God ain't manifesting nothing. Because most of us have been overdue for this because we've been sitting down drinking it so much. And I hear the Lord saying that when you leave these places that you have expired at, I will cleanse you only when you make mention and you begin to walk out the door. So your exiting is how God is going to process that out of you. Not while you're there. So you're not going to get it by just saying, let me line this stuff up. That ain't how it's going to work. The moment you step out is because God has built himself in you enough. And when you move with your Red Sea will start departing the moment you start taking action toward the door. That action is not just, I'm going to quit. The action is doing what you know. Whatever God telling you to do, whether it's training up people, stop playing with this. Train them. Find the right material. Just take the drive, the far drive, to find the right person and say, you're going to take over the business and I'm leaving it with you. Come on, let me train you. Some of you got to start doing that. Remember, leaders are made, they're not born. And some of you have missed your treasures that's around you because you think they're going to come ready. God will tell you who's the next. What you're going to do next. But stop looking. You know, I can't tell you how many of you, you think the world is just going to, you know, it's like you said, well, God knows that I got to finish the work here. Well,